Hello, it's Saturday, it's Nugget, this is Kojoyanka. Good morning. Your investment has a direct correlation with your commitment or interest in that relationship. The cost determines the value. If it costs you to build that relationship, you place a premium on it. And cost in this context has nothing to do with price, but actually, it's priceless. Have you survived something in that relationship? It will compel you to keep building it. Our conversation this morning is to do with you being able to build the relationship in spite of the storm. And I'll be looking at two scriptures. Juxtapose them to illustrate the point further. Genesis chapter 2, the verse number 21. And the Bible said, "So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon man. And whilst he was asleep, he took his rib and closed it up. The rib he took, he made a woman and brought her to the man." In this instance, man slept, God did everything and presented the relationship to man. The second scripture, Matthew 16, the verse number 18b, the Bible said, "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Have you seen? In the first scripture, God did everything and gave it to man. And man eventually lost it, because there was not much investment on the side of man. But the second scripture, it became very clear that God said, "This time around, I'm not going to let sleep fall upon man. I am going to get man, or the second Adam, to build it himself, so that he will know what it cost to build." Hence, I believe that it doesn't matter what the church does or the bride does. Jesus doesn't give up on the church or the bride, because he has built it himself. It came at a cost. What have you survived in the relationship? Today, the slightest thing you want to work out. But if you can stay and work it, I believe that is what will cause you to look at your investment and say that I am not going to give up on this relationship. As a matter of fact, the Bible said that because of the ways the second Adam, Jesus, had to build himself, he is still making intercessions, because there will be issues in the relationship. But if you have survived certain things, if you are not going to behave like the first Adam and sleep, but you will wake up and build, that is the only time the gates of hell. Hey, some of the decisions we make, it will take serious adjustments and serious building to get the relationship back on track. But if you are going to sleep, quote and unquote, I believe that you will not survive the relationship. The second thing I realize is that because Jesus himself, the second Adam, came and built the relationship, he walked the path. So sometimes you would need to put yourself in the shoes of your partner for you to understand the enormity of what they are going through. If you don't, and you get into the fault-finding mind mode, you will find everything wrong with what they are doing. But if you will take your time and work the relationship and survive the onslaught, I believe it doesn't matter. You will turn back and look at your investment and say that I've invested too much in this relationship for me to let it go. Your nugget. Your investment compels you to be financially prudent, not just for the love of it, but for the fear of losing your investment. Hey, sometimes it's not just the love of you staying in the relationship, but for the fear of losing what you have survived and invested in the relationship, that is what will compel you to stay. You've been listening to Koji Anka on Saturday Nuggets. Give me a ring on 079-50-49-7711. Text WhatsApp. Tweet. And let's do Nugget again next week. Stay blessed.